USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Wednesday night, President Obama appointed U.S. District Judge Robert Pittman blocked SB 8. That's Texas' heartbeat law banning abortions after the baby's heartbeat is detected. It should be noted the Supreme Court declined to halt SB 8 by a 5-4 vote at the beginning of September. The debate continues. According to Johns Hopkins University, more Americans have died from COVID-19 complications under the Biden administration with a vaccine than did under President Trump without a public vaccine program. Then-candidate Biden at the final presidential debate.
220,000 Americans dead. If you hear nothing else I say tonight, hear this. Anyone who's responsible for not taking control, in fact, not saying I take no responsibility initially, anyone who's responsible for that many deaths should not remain as President of the United States of America.
USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
As the American taxpayer is on the hook for roughly $5 million a day to border wall building contractors, the crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border is going to be hit with another wave of humanity very soon. Let's get an update from the region. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Close to a dozen Republican governors spent their Wednesday at the U.S.-Mexico border with Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott. One of those, Arizona Republican Governor Doug Ducey, who describes a surge of illegal immigrants at his state's southern border with Mexico.
The border sector in Yuma has had more than a 1,000% increase in apprehensions compared to last year, the highest increase among all sectors. The Tucson sector has seen more than a 200% increase in apprehensions.
The Biden administration claims they are deporting more illegal immigrants and have repeatedly stated the border is closed. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
Bingo fun fact number 24. Online bingo is now America's favorite pastime activity. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com to play Bingo Treasure for free. Play from any device, your smartphone, tablet, or computer. The account is free. The play is free. Play one card. Play more. Chat with other players. Meet new friends. It's all free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com. Bingo from any device. Hurry! Free accounts are limited.
Just days after Attorney General Merrick Garland released a memo instructing the FBI and Justice Department lawyers to investigate and prosecute school board protesters, a conflict of interest claim against Merrick Garland has come to light. It turns out Mr. Garland's daughter married Alexander Tanner in 2018. The company they own, Panorama Education out of Boston, Massachusetts, sells data mining products like CRT materials that include equity and inclusion surveys. Their customers? Public school boards. Alan Dershowitz told Newsmax that when the Department of Justice classifies unruly parents at school board meetings as domestic terrorists, it threatens free speech.
Genuine protests, for example, in New York now, there are parents who are getting together to protest against the critical race theory, which is really uncritical race theory. That is, if you criticize race theory or if you criticize anybody who promotes race theory, you're regarded as a racist. So parents object to that, and they should object to it. If I were a parent, I would object to propagandizing my students in school. And they have a perfect right to do that. What they don't have a right to do is threaten to hurt or to do violence to teachers or to administrators. And that's a line that I would hope the Justice Department would keep clearly in mind. At the same time, always erring on the side of permitting freedom of expression, even if it's unruly.
Former Harvard Law Professor Alan Dershowitz on Newsmax. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.